CarolinePhipps.com.
98.1 KZE, this is the Up and Running Morning Show. Joining us now, for real, is Caroline Phipps. She is the founder of Elegant Living and a holistic health counselor. You can find out more about her later at CarolinePhipps.com. And here she is for your listening pleasure. Good morning, Caroline.
Hey, good morning, Rick. I'm so excited that you're actually real this morning.
It's true. Most of the time, I am real. There's a facsimile every once in a while that I keep in place.
Well, it's a marvelous thing to know that you're really there.
Well, thank you. We're talking live on the telephone right now. This is not a recording. This is actually happening.
Well, it's very, very exciting. And I thought that it would be so interesting to talk about keeping it real today.
Yeah.
Because there is so much information out there that we're being bombarded with alternative facts and media programming, conspiracy theories, influencers, virtual reality,
artificial
the metaverse.
Artificial intelligence.
It's all sort of coming at us, and I think that even people who are sort of very aware of all of this, this sort of perfect storm of information that's coming at us. You know, those of us who are aware, we didn't grow up with all of this.
Mm.
Even then, it's possible to get somewhat lost in the mix. I recently saw the wonderful film with Cate Blanchett called Tar.
Mm.
She is up for an Oscar and recently won the Golden Globe for Best Actress. And she plays a composer called Lydia Tarr.
Mm.
And it's so real that I thought, oh, it must be based on a real conductor. So I, you know, started to do some research and then realized that it's a made-up character.
Hmm.
But so clever is all of the marketing that the conductor even has her own Wikipedia page.
Huh.
And entries here and there as if she's a real person.
That's interesting.
But in fact, it's descriptions of her in the film.
Huh.
And I thought, what an amazing thing. And of course, Cate Blanchett is so brilliant that she totally brings the character to life. And you think, where does real, you know, end and unreal begin? I mean, the lines were completely blurred.
Huh. Yeah, I saw like hype and advertisement for the film Tar, and I scratched my head going, Lydia Tarr. Now, spanning the decades of music, I've never heard of this person. Now, I've heard of a lot of classical composers and a lot I'm sure I've never heard of. And this name never crossed my mind. And I have not found any recordings. So I was like, well, who is this person?
Yeah, pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. So I think that that's sort of a big example just at the moment of what is happening. In terms of lines being blurred. Every time there's a drama somewhere with something happening, a natural disaster or people getting hurt or, you know, something, you know, like a train derailing,
that
the
is
horror
the
of
most
that and so on.
Incredible thing to wrap my head around, the whole disaster of the train wreck in Ohio.
Exactly. And it's so interesting in that you hear people speak about going through these experiences.
Yeah.
And inevitably, somebody will say, it was just like a movie.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the reference that we have for so many things that we're doing now. It's an online reference. It's a media reference of some kind. and on it goes. And it made me think, what is it about reality? What do we know, and what do we not know, and what's the piece in the middle?
Hmm.
And the piece in the middle is that we all have different perceptions of reality, and it depends on, you know, our cultural beliefs and our societal norms, maybe our religion, our spiritual beliefs, whether we have access to technology or not. And a very good example of how all of that programming plays in is that there are folks who believe that the universe is chaotic and random, and if you set foot outside the door, you need to be ready because anything could happen and it may not be good.
Mm.
And then there are other folks who just sort of look to the universe to be benevolent and to be abundant. And, you know, they have a certain optimism about life. Well, that creates two very different reality streams for people.
True.
And when you consider that there's a lot of us on this planet and we all have a different idea about what's real, and other information that comes to us comes through our senses, what we see, how we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch, and how our intuition works.
Mm.
And one thing I always notice here in the spring, that I sort of go around with all the blossom coming out and the first grass cutting. And for me, it's sort of, you know, it's an amazing thing. I grew up on a farm in England, and freshly mown grass is fantastic for me.
Mm.
And then other people are looking at me sort of, oh, it's the spring and I'm going to have to lock myself away and my hay fever's kicked in and it's dreadful. So my perception of the spring is completely different to somebody who suffers through the spring.
Yeah. Well, I guess being individual, it's hard to understand and appreciate another person's reality when you're based in your own. So how do you do it, Caroline?
Yeah, I think that is so true. Well, another interesting part of the mixture is that the language and the words that we choose and use to describe what our reality is. So, for example, in some languages like Sanskrit, there are 96 different words for love.
Mm.
Now, in English, we basically have one, and coming from England, where we didn't talk about these things anyway. In a way, you could say that not having all of those wonderful different words to describe all of the reality of the emotions we're feeling, it kind of leaves this big vacuum in terms of understanding somebody else.
Hmm.
So it can become really confusing when we have language that limits us in our description of how we're feeling, and it may not represent the actual reality of the situation at all. So I think one of the first things we kind of need to try to do is to realize that other people's reality is their own, and that we, you know, don't exactly share it. So it's important, I think, to have that dialogue and to say to people, you know, what is this like for you? What are you seeing here? And why are you feeling this way about something?
Mm. And I guess you can put that right into that song we just heard, Birds Aren't Real. You can touch,
exactly,
feel, and hold a bird and feel its breath and heartbeat and know that its wings are ready to spring and move. And you can also feel that you're inside your apartment and these pigeons are spying on me. They keep flying towards my window. So
Yeah, exactly. And if you've listened to enough complicated information, you may very well think that something is going on with the birds. Something
yeah,
is
they've
going
been
on
replaced.
With the
they've been replaced by drones. And the weather gets seeded to have lightning.
Exactly. So I'm thinking at the moment that with all of these different versions of reality, and there is a big struggle with various people trying to impose, and I guess through the centuries, human beings have always done this, but we have a certain reality about what is right for the world, and governments have got a very strong way of trying to impose, or some governments, to impose their version of what's real and what's right on other people who may not share it.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates, you know, a great deal of what goes horribly wrong in this world when you are trying to impose your version of reality on somebody who doesn't share your version at all.
Mm.
And they're not going to like it. And you're going to have to force that vision of how you think life should be onto people who simply don't share it and never will. They're just not downloaded to do that.
Mm.
So this idea of what we consider to be real and not real comes with a very strong responsibility to try to, A, understand why we see things the way we do, and B, why other people would see things differently to the way that we do.
Mm.
So stepping back and taking a look at why we believe certain things are real and certain things are not real is a great responsibility that we all carry.
Mm. Well, you describe basically conflict and between real and not real.
And that's essentially what it's about. I mean, all of the, you know, the major wars about, you know, communism and democracy and dictatorships and so on, are different people imposing their view of reality on other people who don't share it.
Mm.
Same with religious wars and that kind of conflict too. Culture wars, same thing, same mm-hmm. thing.
So what's the solution, Caroline? What can we do?
Well, I was thinking that, you know, life is very mysterious. And there is a great deal about it that, quite honestly, we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And if people sort of express the idea that they have all the answers, well, I think the first thing we know is that nobody does.
Yes.
Nobody has all of the answers. But there are some universal truths, it seems to me, that we can all be sure of. We know that life is mysterious. We're on a planet spinning through space. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a mysterious thing.
True.
First of all. And, you know, nobody for sure can answer the question of what we're all doing here. We all have a different idea of what we're all doing here.
Yeah.
We know, for example, too, that the present moment is all we have.
Mm-hmm.
The past is gone and the future is yet to arrive. So what we have right now is real and what we have, and it's never going to be quite that same way again, because one of the next things we know for sure is that change is inevitable. Mm-hmm. It is never going to be the same.
Mm-mm.
No matter what. No matter whether you take the same trip to work every day, the configuration of people that you see and the exact way that you go will always be slightly different.
Yep. And the weather and the conditions and everything will always change.
Exactly. Exactly. We also know for sure that when you impose and force your will onto somebody else or other people in general, it's never going to work out well, because force in the long run never ever works. Every time people have tried to force issues, maybe in a small way or in a big way, it's never going to come out well. You cannot force other people. You need to harness the power of other people wanting to be with you, wanting to join with you, and so on. So force is never going to work. And another interesting thing is that kindness feels better than unkindness. Now, why is that? Well, when scientists do studies on doing an act of kindness versus being unkind on the brain and the body, biologically, it gives your body a boost. It makes you feel better. Yes. It increases your feel-good hormones. It helps with your immune system. We're hardwired to feel better when we're kind. It's a reality.
Mm-hmm. It is true.
And we all know from the pandemic and climate change and everything and so on that we're all connected. So there are certain things that are just simply real, and there's no getting around them. And they're major things. And if we bore those things in mind, you know, we would do better going forward in terms of creating the kind of world that we want.
I love it. And we are all connected. And as we say colloquially to each other, hey, see you later, Caroline, and keep it real.
Keeping it real.
Yeah. Well, keep it real, Caroline, and you always do. And I appreciate your grounding grip on reality and making my day better just from talking to you.
Well, thank you so much, Rick, and thank you for all you do for all of us. I think you're keeping it real for all of us.
Well, the only thing I can do in my power is to try to do that. And instead of trying, I'm just putting it into action and doing it. Well, thanks for noticing.
Of course.
And it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Folks, you can talk to Caroline. Send her an email, caroline@carolinephipps.com. You can listen to archived chats that we've had on her website as well, going back years, and very informative. I can go to her website and listen to something from 3 years ago and go, huh, that was very informative, and I'm amazed that was a part of it. But still, thank you, Caroline, for everything you do.
Well, thank you so much, Rick, and thanks for having me on the show this morning. I really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure, and we look forward to next month. Caroline at carolinephipps.com. One lucky email sender may receive a consultation on Caroline. Tell them about it.
Yes, send me an email, caroline@carolinephipps.com, and yes, we will have an elegant session, the lucky person, and or in fact, really, I'm the lucky person because I'm loving speaking with so many people out there in Radioland. It's just an absolute honor and privilege.
Well, thanks, Caroline, and until next month, keep it real.
And you. Thank you so much, Rick.
All the best. Bye. This is the The Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE, Caroline Phipps, next month. Thank you, Caroline.
CarolinePhipps.com.